1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Well, tonight I'm going to take a few minutes to leave a thought with you on the subject, a heart of thanksgiving. As you know, next week is our Thanksgiving holiday. And although the world takes one day out of the whole entire year to celebrate Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving should be something that we exemplify every day, right? But oftentimes, we tend to forget how necessary it is that we push that pause button, whether it be before sunrise, or in the middle of the day, or before we lay our head to rest, just to take a moment out of our day to acknowledge God and to tell Him thank you. Just to take a moment to reflect on how good God is. Just to be grateful for everything that we have and see that as a gift. See that as a blessing. And tell God thank you. Just to take a moment to journal the things that brings us joy. And become intentional and purposeful in everything that we do. Giving Him thanks daily. Just cultivating an attitude of gratitude. And realize that having a heart of thanksgiving can literally change our perspective and seeing the good and the positive in everything. Because if we concentrate on what we have, you'll always have more. But if you concentrate on what you don't have, you'll never have enough. To have a heart of thanksgiving means having an appreciation for life in the present moment. It means counting our blessings. It means to value the simple things in life. It means to focus on the sovereign and unmerited grace of God. Because thankful people are joyful people. Because joy is the outgrowth of a thankful heart. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving with our families, loved ones, and friends, let us cultivate a heart of thanksgiving for our many blessings. Let's use this time not only to be thankful of ourselves and our families, but let's use this opportunity to show our heart of gratitude and thanksgiving by serving and being a blessing to those who need it the most. Let's extend our heart to those who may have lost loved ones and may not even have anyone to celebrate the holidays with. Let's extend our heart to those families that are just in need. Somebody might even need food and shelter. Let's be there to serve them. Those who may have lost their jobs, even during this recession. So let's ask God to lead, guide, and direct us in this season, and just be sensitive to His Holy Spirit. So before I go, I want to take a few minutes to read some scripture verses just to help us reflect on the abundant blessings of God. Psalms 103, verses 1 through 4. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Psalms 107, verses 1 through 3. "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Psalms 7, verse 17. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with song." Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I love that. So, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So let's not limit it to just this time of the year, but let's cultivate a heart of thanksgiving every day and always. Well, thanks for tuning in on tonight. We won't be broadcasting next Friday, so please enjoy this time with your families and your loved ones. Have a happy Thanksgiving from our house to yours. Until next time, be blessed.